a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Just because it's late doesn't mean we're done yet.
And the serves up. That's a penalty.
And the quarterback, you kidding me, coach?
There's plenty more hits to dish out.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he? Look at that. He hit the f***ing ball. That gets a free steak.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5. Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX. Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology.
And by BetUS, the original online sportsbook.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Patrick Creighton. Look in my eyes, what do you
see? This is the only live local on Kisses and Evening Sports Radio show in the city of Houston. Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. Patrick Creighton with you. 713-780-3776, 713-780. ESPN on the H&B listener line, on the text line, on X Twitter at PCreighton1. Josh Evans on the other side of the glass at the Master Controls at IMJ Chevy on X Twitter. On the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/ESPN975, ESPN975.com, ESPN975 app. Tell Google, tell Alexa, play ESPN975 and take us with you everywhere you go. You know you want to. Now, I got to tell you, I totally empathize with Joel here. Today, my car said it was 101. It didn't feel any different than when my car says it's 108. Literally could not tell the difference. Bleeping hot is bleeping hot. And, like, he's in the process of moving, and that's misery in and of itself. And the new house apparently is like 82 degrees. That's really hot.
That is really hot until you're used to here in this building on Sundays. And 82, you pray for.
Really hot. So I hope things work out for him, because that's just a mess, man. I feel for him. Like, moving isn't stressful enough. Now you got to deal with that. Like, that's just... That really sucks. I mean, I can tell you, like, my house is... J-Bone and I were talking about this, you know, as we switched over. I said, my house is like 17 years old. And the AC unit is about 17 years old. Right? It's the original unit. And that sucker is cranking away all day long.
I was going to say, you probably got another 2 years tops.
Maybe, right? So, I have it set at 66 all the time. And during the day, the house is probably 73, and at night it's 70. And I never change the thermostat from 66. It's cranking all day long. It just can't keep up. It can't keep up with this heat dome that's been sitting over our heads for, 2 months now? And I did see something that said we're supposed to get a break in some cooler temperatures, and I'll believe it when I see it. I'm very much waiting for it's going to rain, and then when it does rain, I hope it doesn't rain so much that we're walking through 5 inches of water in the street.
Correction, swimming.
Yeah, we need to get the boat and the raft out. Because, you know, that happens too. It's like, we're going to go from drought to flood, because I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. I don't need that in my life. You know what I need in my life? I need the world champions. I need the reigning, defending, undisputed world champion Houston Astros to beat the holy snot out of the South Bronx slumlords today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and put those whiny little biatches right where they freaking belong. Way in the rearview mirror. And you know what? If you are going to the game, if you are on your way to the game, every time the Houston Astros go up to the South Bronx, fans of the slumlords, they don't treat our guys very well. They're rude. They're obnoxious. They're crass. They're crude. They're disgusting. They're distasteful. They say things like F Altuve. They say things like F the Astros. Despite the fact they were cheating before we were cheating, they call us cheaters. They bang trash cans. They throw things on the field. I'm not advocating for doing disgusting things. Here's what I'm advocating for. All 40-plus thousand people in the building tonight, because there should be more than 40,000 in the building tonight. All weekend long, all three games. Every time the Yankees come to bat, I want to hear it loud and proud. Last place, Yankees! Last place, Yankees! Because they are, in fact, in last place, .500. .500 entering September for a team that many people were foolishly picking to go to the World Series in the American League as if the Astros suddenly did not exist. Yeah, last place Yankees, .400. Astros, a 19 over with a chance to go to 20 over for the first time this season by beating up on the South Bronx Slumlords. Now, a couple of interesting things for the Astros lineup tonight behind Justin Verlander. Number one, no Mauricio Dubon personal center fielder tonight. Jake Myers is the center fielder tonight because apparently, despite the fact that Chaz McCormick makes amazing catches in the World Series, not good enough to play center field when Justin Verlander is on the hill, at least according to Dusty Baker. So, and by according, I don't mean he said it. I mean he just, by his actions. So no Chaz in the lineup tonight. Jake Myers is in center. Astros lineup, Altuve at second, Bregy at third, Yordan in left. Tuck in right, Abreu at first, Yiner is the DH. So despite the fact that lefty on the hill, Yiner getting the opportunity. Yiner has not hit lefties great this year, but has been better lately and getting the opportunity here. So Dubon sitting, Michael Brantley sitting. Pena at short, Myers at center, and of course Martin Maldonado on the hot streak, average up to 188. Martin Maldonado scorching hot, average up to 188. In fact, Josh, we're going to bring you into this. BMAC and I had decided we will have a party if Martin Maldonado finishes the season at 190 or higher. That is the, you know, so you understand what the Mendoza line is?
Somewhat.
Okay, so the Mendoza line, like hit 200, 200, like the, quote, the Mendoza line. 190 is the Maldi line. If he can be at or above the Maldi line, we'll throw a party. If he's below the Maldi line, then, I mean, we'll probably still go out and...
I want to know what kind of party is this exactly. Is this like a James Harden kind of party? Is this like a, you know, in the building party? What kind of party are we throwing?
Okay, let me ask you just real quick here. What in our time together has ever made you think I make 1/100th of the amount of money that James Harden has to throw to that kind of party?
I was just curious. I mean, there's been no signs to answer your question directly.
What in our time together has you made you ever think that I'm the kind of person who's going to throw a party with 100 strippers in my current age and state?
You know what? Let me come correct, because I do understand that you are a married man with a lovely wife. Wifey, if you're home listening...
Oh, she's not listening. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Regardless, if this message gets to you, I am not trying to encourage bad behavior from your husband. He is a great man.
Yeah, all that kissing butt is not going to help, even if she was listening. But she's not. She has nothing to worry about. She never does. She could...
Never?
Could give two flying bleeps. You know what I'm saying? Like, we actually have sometimes agitated discussions because I get to do things for work like go to games, watch games on television, read about sports, and she doesn't consider that working. She's like, I'm watching this game. Well, I want to watch something else. I need to watch the game for work. No, you don't. You're just saying that. It's been roughly 27 years of the same thing. You'd think she'd catch on by now. But, this is the conversation that goes on, especially during football season, because she doesn't like football. Especially during basketball season, because she doesn't like basketball. During the NCAA tournament, she does not like me very much at all. She at least likes baseball. Although generally when she watches baseball with me at home, she's kind of watching while playing on her iPad, not really watching. But she'll tolerate baseball. She just has no tolerance for basketball or football.
So let me understand something as a current bachelor. I hear happy wife, happy life. So whenever there's a fight for the remote or the TV channel, about how many times or what's the percentage that you give it up or do you keep it?
I always keep it, but I will tell you that many times that comes with the bribery of, why don't you go shop on Amazon? See, you're laughing, but I'm not kidding. I get an Amazon delivery minimum once a day, minimum. Today I got three.
I guess I'm that's watching, a fair trade.
If I'm
I
watching
guess.
Something that I really need to watch or want to watch and she's being a pain in the ass, like, why don't you go on Amazon? Okay. And then she goes on Amazon. She's just like buying stuff. Sometimes she buys stuff for herself. Sometimes she buys it for my son. Sometimes she buys it for my daughter. But she's buying stuff. Sometimes it's not very expensive. Sometimes they're small things. They're $10-$12. Sometimes they're not $10-$12. They're a little bit more. But it keeps her occupied to just continue and scroll through Amazon of all this crap that she's looking at. So, yeah, that's kind of how I maintain the peace is when I'm home and I need to watch something she's not interested in, I just tell her to shop on Amazon.
Well, at least you got something that works for you.
Of course, sometimes she doesn't want to shop on Amazon, so she shops on some other website. But she's shopping. And I'm not even kidding you when I tell you that a package shows up at my door every single day. I just hope that they're small packages that are not highly expensive small packages.
The Amazon delivery driver must be like, this guy again.
Dude, the Amazon delivery guy is on a first name basis with me, and I have five of them. They're all on first name basis with me. They all, like, they want to, hey, Mr. Creighton, how you doing? Hey, what's your wife buy today? Yeah, like, they all know. They all know.
Wow.
Like, I'm outside, God be walking up, saying, hey, I got something for you. And I'm like, again, he says, yeah, what's your wife buy today? This is normal in my neighborhood. My neighbors laugh their asses off every time the Amazon car comes by. Like, my neighbor will text me, what'd your wife buy today? I have, like, they're friends. So, like, the neighbors are friends. So, like, we text each other back and forth. But every time he sees the Amazon, so I guess, oh, your wife was shopping. And sure enough, come to my house and of course, they're going to ring the bell and make the dog lose her damn bleep because dog's got to go ape you-know-what every time somebody rings the doorbell. You know, she's 70 pounds. She thinks she's 170 pounds. She's got the big mean bark, so every time they ring, the dog starts barking. They run for the hills. And it's like, all right, what's out there? Then they'll be like this itty-bitty bag. It's like, oh. All right, I got to go down and pick up this little itty tiny freaking thing. Like, you couldn't just hang it on the door or something or, you know, put it in the mailbox. Like, you gave me the smallest thing. And then the big giant ones they'll put, like, right in front of the door so you can't even open the door. Yeah. I mean, they don't always, depending on who the driver is, they don't always do things in a convenient manner. But at least five of them know who I am, like, know me by name. That's how much crap comes to my house. I got three deliveries today. I don't even know what they are. None of them are for me. It doesn't matter. All right, before we hit the break, you know, time to talk about our friends at BetUS. You know, my favorite sportsbook casino right now, BetUS.com. Time to lay down your bets. Football season. I mean, we are less than a week away to the NFL. Less than a week. How awesome is that? Like, college football's already here. We got games tonight. We got games tomorrow. UH playing tomorrow. UT and Rice playing tomorrow. Like, football is back. And that means we get to spend money, making money on football. Watching football and getting paid. There's only one thing better than watching football and getting paid. And that is really not an industry that is acceptable in our society. But watching football and getting paid, that is literally the legal pinnacle of how to make money. And this is why I endorse
BetUS.com.
And they're celebrating their 30th year of sports betting service, right? They are the original online sportsbook. This is their 30th year. And for that, they're now offering up to 30 risk-free bets. Risk-free! 30! It's called Bet Protect. And if you need more than just 30 risk-free bets, which nobody else gives, well, they've got the best sign-on bonus in the industry as well. 125% new sign-on bonus or 200% crypto sign-on bonus at BetUS.com. Make the game more interesting. Make it more exciting. And not just before the game, but you can do it all game long with in-game betting. It's all available at BetUS.com. So take advantage of this 30th anniversary offer. 30 risk-free bets. Get protect. Get started today at BetUS.com. Or give them a call. 1-800-MY-BETUS. 1-800-MY-BETUS. Learn about all the bonuses and all the special offers. 1-800-MY-BETUS. BetUS.com. Sportsbook and casino, where the game begins.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
Late Night Houston Sports Talk only happens here. It's Late Hits with Patrick Creighton. Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology.
And by BetUS, the original online sportsbook.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Hey, I've been telling you about this concert all week, man. The show is tonight at 9 o'clock. At Home Run Dugout in Katy. It's the Legends concert. It features Lil Kiki, Slim Thug, and Paul Wall all on one stage. Now, you ain't going to get a show like that a whole lot. That is not a common combination. But you get it tonight at Home Run Dugout in Katy. Plus, every ticket makes a difference. All the proceeds from this great show are going to benefit Spring Spirit, a sports and education mentorship program empowering kids right here in Houston. So go get great music, awesome energy, great times, and know you are making a difference with every ticket. Go to homerundugout.com. Get your tickets for the Legend Show. It's tonight at 9 o'clock. Lil Kiki, Slim Thug, Paul Wall, all at Home Run Dugout in Katy. homerundugout.com. Dude, that's going to be an awesome freaking show. I mean, I'm kind of upset with myself that I am not going to be at that show.
Thank God for that read right there, because I just text somebody like, hey, you got some plans?
you know what we're doing? I was, because we have a short show tonight, right? We got a short show tonight. Five Star comes up after us at 7 o'clock. They're going to be on Fridays at 7, at least through the football season. They got a wagering program that's going to be coming on next. And I had said to the wife, "Hey, you want to go?" And she says to me, "It's Friday. I'm exhausted. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to go out to eat. I don't want to cook. Bring home food." Then she says, "And bring home wine." I have a feeling that by 9:30, my wife's not going to be awake. And I will be watching the world champions destroying the slum lords. This is what I need to do now. I'm going to watch the world champs beat up on the slum lords. And this is what we want to see. We want to see the world champs beating the slum lords. And then also tonight, you know, we got some other games that we're keeping an eye on. We have the Coffee Sippers and the Mess from Flushing, literally a mile away from what has become a legalized red light district in New York City and Queens. The Coffee Sippers and the Mess. And we also have the Twinkies in Arlington taking on the Junk Grabbers.
So look, it's September. We are in full blow sports scoreboard watching. We are scoreboard watching every day. Since the idea of gambling has come up, right now, the matchup predictor, ESPN analytics, give the Astros greater than a 68% chance of winning tonight. Justin Verlander on the mound against Carlos Rodon. And the Astros on the money line are minus 178. And the over-under is 8.5. So if the over-under is 8.5, are we thinking the Astros are going to beat the snot out of Rodon and Verlander is going to hold? Listen to this joke of a Yankees lineup. Ready? DJ LeMahieu playing first base, hitting .243. Judge and Wright. Judge is one of two legitimate hitters in this lineup. Judge hitting .262. Gleyber Torres hitting .270. Those are like the two real hitters. Giancarlo Stanton's hitting .203. Jason Dominguez is making his major league debut. Anthony Volpe's hitting .219. Austin Wells making his season debut. Everson Pereira hitting .114. And Oswaldo Peraza hitting .136. Now, not tremendous sample size, but Pereira is 4-for-35 on the season. And Peraza is 11-for-81. They have two guys in the lineup that make Maldonado look like Aaron Judge. Two. And they have two guys making, you know, a major league debut or a season debut who haven't had an at-bat all year.
I'm going to put out a disclaimer. The Astros should, keyword, should, at least I'm hoping to see, a you-know-what whooping.
This is one of those games where, because there are a lot of times when the Astros like should be laying the smackdown, and then they lay an egg. But like I said, the Slumlords fans, they like to talk a lot of trash. Every time the Astros go up to the South Bronx, Astros players are just treated very poorly. I'm not saying we need to go as far as they do, but they should hear last place Yankees every single inning, every time they are at bat. Every at bat, every pitch for the Slumlords should be surrounded by last place Yankees. Treat them, let them know what it feels like to just be harassed and ridiculed and have the fans just relentlessly bag on them all day. Last place Yankees. I've said this for a couple days. This Astros fans need to step it up here. Often Astros fans, a little too classy. They're a little too chill. They don't let the opposing teams hear it the way some opposing teams let our guys hear it relentlessly. Now, I'm not saying you got to chant profanities. I'm not promoting chanting profanities the way Slumlords fans will chant F. Altuve even after they're playing the Royals, because extremely rain-free. But all I'm saying is last place Yankees, every time they're at bat, every single pitch, do not give them a break. Just beat on them. Last place flipping Yankees. Now, I said no Dubon tonight, no Uncle Mike against the lefty, no Chaz against the lefty. There is something very interesting, though. There's a lot of talk about how hot the Mariners have been. The Mariners were 21-6 in August. When they went 116 games in 2001, they didn't have a month where they won 21 games. Didn't have a single month like that. Which is exactly why they cannot sustain that pace. There's no way they are going to sustain 21-6. Their offense isn't that good. Their pitching's terrific. But the offense legitimately, I mean, they went 21-6 partly because, you know, for 2.5 weeks, Julio Rodriguez didn't make an out. That's also not sustainable. The Astros were 17-11 in August after they were 15-10 in July. The Astros really haven't had one of those super mega hot streaks. They won 11 of 12 back in May. And since then, you know, they've got like, well, they won 6 of 7. They're currently on a 5-game win streak. But they haven't had a real prolonged hot streak because, well, they've been injured all year long. 3 starting pitchers, Altuve, Yordan, Brantley. They've lost key top performers for extended stretches. But they've managed to play fairly consistent baseball on a month-to-month basis. A few games over, a few games over, 5 games over, 6 games over. And here they are, 19 games over, entering September. They're also maybe the healthiest they've been all year. Call me crazy. I feel a hot streak. They also have, among the 3 teams vying for the AL West, the easiest schedule. Right? They're going to play 3 with the Junk Grabbers. They're going to play 3 with the Coffee Sippers late in the season. But the Coffee Sippers and the Junk Grabbers have to play 2 series of the last 3 against each other while the Astros get to beat up on the D-Bags. So the schedule favors the Astros. Health favors the Astros. And they're also just plain due. All right, before we hit the break here. Actually, you know what? Let's hit the break, and then we'll get it on the other side. There is actually a text that I have to read because somebody is asking for the assistance of Dr. Creighton, and you know, the therapist will be in next.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. Oh, it's you people.
Tired of being your tram donkeys, acting like you some one-man GPS?
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's Late Hits with Patrick Creighton. Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph. Get Physical RX. Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology.
And by BetUS, the original online sportsbook.
Now, apparently I got to put on my therapist hat here. Dr. Creighton is in. Honey Glaze Branham has a serious problem. He says he's being poached by a former company that he used to work for. And while he was there, he was treated very terribly and was a victim of a workplace assault. As the victim of a workplace assault, he was suspended for 3 days without pay, while the coworker who assaulted him got no punishment. Then they had layoffs a couple of years ago, and he was laid off. Now they want to hire him back. He said, "The place I work now is amazing. The only problem is it's a smaller company. I'll never make what I want to make." The former company offered him the very first number he could think of when they said, "How much do you want?" And he said, "I want this." And they said, "Okay." You know, and as Honey Glaze Branham tries to start a family and wants some cash, is it worth it to sell out for the money or stay where he's happy? You also said that at the lunch meeting where they had the pitch that the person who suspended him for being assaulted, pretended they had no idea, they had no recollection of the incident. And then they continued to go on trying to swipe them back from the other company. Now, if you were Honey Glaze Branham, would you trust the company that treated you so poorly, suspended you, laid you off, but they're going to pay you more money? Is there a line in the sand of how much more? Is there a line in the sand of what is the dollar amount of increase that you are willing to say, okay, if you're going to give me that much more, I'll risk it for the biscuit?
Yes, there is a line in the sand, in my opinion. I'm not saying sell yourself, sell your soul to the devil for a dollar. But especially when I hear stuff like, you know, trying to start a family, you know, you got to provide, and sometimes a little spare change doesn't hurt for emergencies. So I'm kind of leaning go back. And I think if you can leverage that dollar amount against them to where maybe they won't be as willing to just let you go so quickly, then I think I'd go back.
I feel like, and I'm, this is, you know, from a regular person's point of view. If you're going to get a pay increase of, say, like $5,000 or $10,000, it's not worth it. If it's $25,000 or more, because now you're talking $2,000 a month. If it's $25,000 or more, you're making the deal. If it's $40,000 or more, you're not even thinking about it. You're just going. You will live with whatever the drama is, and also carry a taser. Somebody's going to mess at you. They go, oh yeah, that's going to be fun. And with your $40,000+ more in income, you can afford a nice taser.
I would be willing to put up with a lot more things for $40,000 more.
For an extra $40,000, that 85, 90 degrees on the weekends isn't hurting so much. You just, you know, go buy a few more Gatorades and maybe bring in your own fan, and you won't be so crabby about it, because man, when you're adding an extra $3,500 a month as a normal person, you're adding $3,500 a month, that's a big increase. And if you're adding even more than that, why are we talking? I mean, look, if a station in Fargo, North Dakota said to me, look, we'll triple your salary, you come up here and do radio, okay. I don't know beans about Fargo, North Dakota, but if they're tripling my salary, I'm out of here. Because triple. Do you know what I could do with triple? Damn.
Throw a James Harden kind of party?
I could probably throw a James Harden party with some triple. I mean, if I got triple, I would actually be making like a quarter of John Granato money, and that is James Harden. Like that, like if you can make a quarter of John Granato money, man, you living high on a hog. You living high on a hog. I mean, John doesn't live like the Godfather because, you know, he's not the Godfather. Of course he's the Godfather. But John, you know, when you're the Godfather, you earn. You earn like the king. If you could just make a quarter of that, I mean, you feel like a super capo. Capos live pretty well. You know, me just being a regular old foot soldier, you know, we hustle. You know, when my kids say they're hungry, I say, what do you want? They're like, Whataburger. You know, when John's kids say they're hungry, I'm like, well, what do you want? Brazilian steakhouse.
Caviar.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you hear J-Bone whining like a baby? That I told him, hey, you know what? You owe Joel like three lunches. Why don't you just take him over to the Brazilian steakhouse across the street?
No, I did not catch wind of that.
And that freaking wannabe pauper. Right? J-Bone is an afternoon drive. J-Bone's making the big bucks. Plus, he calls games for UH. J-Bone's really making the big bucks. And he's crying about spending $80 on Joel. For all the bets that he's lost to Joel, you're worrying about spending $80? You cheap ass. Old T-Rex arms here. He's like, oh, I'm not spending that kind of money. You cheap ass. You've lost like a half dozen bets to him for lunch, and you've paid none. Wrap them all up into one. Take them over to the Brazilian steakhouse. Show them a little love. Show them a little appreciation. I mean, it does carry you every freaking day. I mean, the least you could do, show them a little appreciation. Of course, we kid because we care. But show them a little appreciation. Josh in Seabrook says, fire the assaulter and double my pay. Okay, I'm in.
Woo! Those are some demands right there.
Now, Honey Glaze said he told him he would tell them next week what he's going to do. Like I said, it depends on how much more we're talking about. How big a pay increase we'll be getting. Is it like one of like what they do like the teachers? Like, oh, we'll give you a 3% increase for a teacher. A 3% increase for a teacher probably equates to $64 a pay period. That's it. But if you were getting 3% per pay period, all right, now you're talking about real money. So Honey Glaze, there is a line in the sand of, you know, how far the number has to be above where you're at, where you're willing to sacrifice being happy in exchange for the money. But if they're really going to give you the bag, just prepare for the drama. Somebody talks smack to you, just be like, shut up, butthead. And if somebody comes up to you, just tase them. Tase them. Sneak up behind them and tase them right between the cheeks. Oh, that'll be an interesting sight. Did you ever see the video of the person who tased themselves on the tongue?
Yes.
That is hilarious. Like, their eyes, like, go, like, three different directions. Yeah, when you tase somebody right between the cheeks, I got a feeling their eyes going to go three different directions. That'll be something where you literally need to record it, because that will be internet gold. Go straight to all of that. So Honey Glaze said it's 20 grand more. It's not quite 2,000 a month more. That's a lot of money.
That's a good increase though, PC.
2 G's a month is a good increase for regular peeps like us. Like that's a good increase. I don't know how comfortable you feel pushing it, but maybe push it up. Push me on. Oh, wait, no. He said he gave them the first number like he could think of, and they said yes. So that's a big number. And if they're going to give you all the benefits that you want, and you can get them to take that other person and either put them on the other side of the building or a different floor or straight the hell out of town, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, not going
to
lie.
I do feel like you could come back to the table with just one final number and be like, you know what, I was thinking about it, and like, you know, my way of living, I think this will be my fun. Just push it just a tad teeny weeny bit more.
Yeah, throw another 5 G's in there.
See, there you go. Yeah. And then if they say yes, then clearly you are quite desired in that building. So
what's another 5 G's among friends? I mean, you're trying to poach me. Oh, and make sure that, like, when you go and you have them with a lunch, go find the most expensive steakhouse you can find. And make sure you order, like, whatever the biggest 42-ounce porterhouse with the lobster tail and the crab legs. And, yeah, just go all out. Go straight for the hardcore. Do not give them any freaking way out of it. Just go straight in for the goods. And then you'll not only will you eat like a champ, but you get them to treat you like a champ. And also, if they're going to pay you like that and they're working that hard to get you, you would think this time around they're probably going to do a better job of making sure they treat you right because, well, they're paying you more. And, you know, it's silly to pay somebody that much money and then watch them go out the door. And then you've got to start the whole hiring cycle all over again. Nobody likes to go through that. Plus, it's expensive. All right, before we hit the break, listen up, sports bettors. Here to tell you about my favorite sportsbook and casino. It's BetUS.com. Get in your bets. Football tonight, tomorrow night. College football is back. Come Thursday, the NFL is back. And we get to watch football and make money. Now, I'm only endorsing one sportsbook. It's BetUS.com. They're celebrating their 30th year of being a sports betting service. They're the original online sportsbook. And for their 30th anniversary, they're offering you up to 30 risk-free bets. Nobody is giving you that. 30 risk-free bets. It's called Bet Protect. Plus, they have the industry's biggest sign-up bonus, 125% sign-up bonus. Tops in the business. Sign up with crypto, and they'll bump it to 200%. Get Bet Protect. Get your massive sign-on bonus, and get it all today. Go to BetUS.com. Call 1-800-MY-BET-US, 1-800-MY-BET-US. Learn about every bonus, every special offer, and the only place you're going to get them, BetUS.com, Sportsbook and Casino, where the game begins.
ESPN, 97.5.com, on the chase long.
On the chase long, on the chase long, on the chase long, all day long, on the chase long. Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's Late Hits with Patrick Creighton. Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology.
And by BetUS, the original online sports book.
So, Honey Glaze says, you and I have made him feel better about the decision and made him laugh. It's very important.
You know, anytime, Honey Glaze.
Listen, you know, some, these are very serious decisions in life. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to, you know, when emotions are involved and you're worried about, am I going to make the right decision? Let me, you know, I'm glad that I was able to help in that regard. Because seriously, that's, you know, you're trying to start a family. That's like legit serious stuff. And, you know, we're not, unlike certain trolls on this station, we're not going to like lead you in the wrong direction. Like that's important stuff. We can talk trash on each other about sports, but when it comes to life, we got to have each other's backs. All right, we've all got to like work together when it comes to the game of life so that we can talk trash on each other for games of sport. All right, final segment of the show. Once again, it's another show where I put together a rundown. We use like 10% of it. It seems to always happen. We're always off the cuff on this show. This is the most organic show that you will ever listen to. We start conversations out of nowhere, and 90% of what we put on the rundown, we never get to. This everything happens pretty organically here. So Mike Evans, who's been in the league 9 years and has put up at least 1,000 yards every single season, regardless of who the quarterback was, regardless of injury, like regardless of anything. He is angry with the Buccaneers because he's essentially in his walk year and they haven't agreed to a contract extension. As Asian says, we're going to give you basically till the first game of the season. And either you're going to make Mike a buck for life, or we're going to play really hard this season, and then we're taking our business. If you are the Texans, you make a play for Mike Evans. The one thing CJ Stroud does not have is a true number one receiver. We all saw Josh Allen in Buffalo go from like mediocre completions to like league superstar because Stephon Diggs made his way to Buffalo. Having that kind of receiver absolutely, you know, speeds up the development of your quarterback. No question about it. Having a guy like Mike Evans who catches everything, is a deep threat, is a guy who other teams absolutely must double every single play. Would you be willing to part with some draft capital? Because regardless of what the Bucs are saying, they're in rebuild mode. Look, if Baker Mayfield's your starting quarterback, you're in rebuild mode. They are not going to be a good football team this year. Even though they still have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, they don't have the kind of quarterback who can get those guys to football. So, would you part with draft capital to obtain Mike Evans, knowing you're going to pay draft capital to get him and then give him some moolah?
Yes. But I have to know how much draft capital we're talking, of course.
Well, he's a 30-year-old receiver. Let's say he's going to cost you a second-round pick.
Ooh.
I'm making it hurt on purpose.
Yeah. Ooh.
Because the cost might be a third-round pick, but I think it's going to be a second-round pick because of – I mean, look, it could be a third because he's in his walk year.
If I can get him for a third, I'm sold.
He wants it. He's going to want a ton of money. He's going to want $25-plus million. He's going to want big money. But I'm with you. For a third?
Sold.
I think I'm pulling that trigger. For a second? You got to think about it.
A second you have to think about it and talk to the boss upstairs.
Because I feel like in the first or second round, I can go get the next Mike Evans.
Precisely that.
But if I can get the next Mike Evans and have Mike Evans, I got a real offense. And then, you know,
I could build the line.
Well, they're hoping that Juice Scruggs is going to come back. Scruggs was considered one of the three centers in the draft that could plug and play. But Kenyon Green being out for the year and Nick Caserio knowing that it was a matter of when, not if, his shoulder was going to explode, that he was dealing with a very serious shoulder injury before training camp even opened, and not signing or trading for anyone. When you're trying to replace a 15th pick, not, you know, an undrafted rookie free agent who you didn't really have an answer. You're trying to replace a guy that you took with the 15th overall pick. And you made the decision to not do that until after final cuts, when you're looking for guys off of the scrap heap, as opposed to trying to find a true capable veteran player. And that is a big issue for me with Caserio, because there's no way to explain that kind of franchise malfeasance. I think Casero's done a lot of good things, but this one really cannot be explained other than WTF. But if I could get Mike Evans for a third, I'm with you, sold. How fast can I get him here? But if I had to pay a second, do you feel like there might be two more wins if Mike Evans is a Texan? Are there two more wins in the season? There might be two more wins in the season. Does that push them from front of the draft to middle rounds of the draft? Because I feel better giving up that second round pick if it's like 14 as opposed to 7 in the second round. But it's definitely something you should be making a phone call about, and definitely something you should be looking into. All right, Five Star in Vegas. They are coming up next. Appreciate Jay Shev on the other side of the glass, our Texas tweeters and twitchers. Let's watch the world champs beat up on the slumlords. H-Town!
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Cool?
Jack Burton. Me.